research analyst at the Harvard Prevention Research Center. That's it.
Thanks, Steve, and thank you, Michael. Is this a good distance from the microphone for you all? All right. So I'm going to talk about the impact of an active physical education policy, the cost effectiveness specifically, and I'm going to abbreviate physical education as PE throughout. Once again, I have no conflicts of interest to disclose, and we always, as always, thank our funders that you can see up there. Just like Michael, I've got a long list of co-authors who have been really integral to this modeling of this intervention, so thank you. So just to refresh our minds on what the current physical activity recommendations are, according to the 2008 Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans, those are the national guidelines, children and adolescents should be getting 60 minutes of physical activity daily, and that most of those minutes should be of moderate or vigorous intensity. So for those of you not entirely familiar, moderate to vigorous physical activity, we'll abbreviate as MVPA, is going to be activity at an intensity level somewhere between walking, that would be moderate, and running at vigorous. What's happening currently is that only about 42% of children ages 6 to 11 are getting 60 minutes per day of MVPA, and that's according to the most recently available national data. So one strategy that's been proposed for increasing physical activity levels is physical education in schools. And the recent Institute of Medicine report in 2013, Educating the Student Body, recommended that school districts provide high-quality curricular physical education. And I've bolded here the key part that we'll be talking about, which is that at least half of the time in their PE class time should be engaged in moderate to vigorous physical activity. And just as a note, because this will be important, the recommendation for number of minutes daily that kids should be getting at the elementary school level is 30 minutes a day or 150 minutes a week. What are they really getting, though, is the question. And right now, about 84% of elementary schools are requiring some PE for students. But what they're actually getting is an average of about 68 minutes per week, which is 13.6 minutes a day, which falls substantially below the 30 minutes that's recommended. And when they're in PE class, they're only spending about 41% of the time engaged in MVPA, which doesn't sound like too much less than 50%, but there is a substantial range between 18 and 63% of the time. So just to reiterate, and for those of you who have come in after the overview, this is a simulation model. And we're going to focus on short-term impacts of the PE policy on BMI. So the intervention that we specifically modeled was the implementation of a state policy that directed the U.S. state boards of education to include a requirement that 50% of PE time be devoted to moderate to vigorous physical activity. And we focused on the elementary school level. So we base this on policies that were passed by state legislatures in Texas and Oklahoma fairly recently, 2009, 2010. There are existing policies also that we considered as in place at that time in Arizona. They had PE content standards that required 50%, and in Washington, D.C. as well. So as these policies modeled, this is going to happen within existing PE time, so we weren't looking at adding any PE minutes. And just to give you an idea of how much this would impact kids during their day, they're exposed about 2 days a week by having PE class about 2 days during the school year only, so this will ignore the summer months. And elementary school children are between the ages of about 5 and 11 years old. So as Michael mentioned, we were very specifically looking at evidence throughout our pathway of logic on how we would get from a PE policy down to these long-term health outcomes. And we asked, what's the best available evidence linking these steps? So looking at changes in the PE policy to changes in practices actually happening in the schools, we were going to model this intervention after SPARK and CATCH PE programs, which hopefully some of you are familiar with. These are based on studies by Jim Salas out in San Diego State and by Tom McKenzie, where they're using PE curricula, portable equipment, and teacher training that are all designed to increase student activity levels. And they happened at these interventions, there were two trials that occurred, and they were implemented at the elementary school level, which was a big driver of why we chose to run our intervention there. So our assumptions were that all teachers at schools providing any PE, so that's the 84% of schools with the requirement, would be trained on these curricula. And that about 73% of those trained teachers would implement it in a health benefiting way. And this was based on studies of ongoing maintenance of the Catch PE program that were done in the original Catch sites in four towns across the US and also in Texas in the ongoing study. So once they change practices in the schools, what happens at the student level? And again, we used evidence from the Spark and Catch randomized controlled trials to tell us about that. And in our modeling, we found that active PE, we estimated active PE would increase MVPA by 2.6 minutes during a 30-minute PE class. So 2.6 minutes might not sound like a lot, but this is a 27% increase over existing MVPA levels. And then to get to changes in physical activity and changes in BMI, actually Michael ran a systematic review of the evidence and identified through that process a single study where where there was a trial. It was a school-based trial through one school year, 9 months, where they were actually increasing PE time in the schools, which was kind of irrelevant to this estimate, but the key thing was that they found, they estimated both changes in physical activity and changes in BMI, so that we were able to say, if we are increasing physical activity, what's the BMI change that we expect? And the estimate that we used was for every minute a day of increase in physical activity, there would be a 0.02 decrease in BMI. So what is this all going to cost? Well, the 84% of schools that would be reached by this comes out to about 42,000 schools across the country. And that's in 47 states, minus those four that I mentioned had policies currently. And based on the Spark and Catch models, what they would be doing is training PE teachers and principals. And so for the PE teachers, that's training them on increasing student activity levels. And for the principals, that would be training them on how to evaluate PE teachers on whether they're incorporating enough physical activity into the PE classes. And that would be part of their annual ongoing evaluation of teachers. The other thing they'd be doing is replacing the equipment and curricula. So we figured more, you know, kids are getting more active, they're going to be using this more, you're going to need to replace it more often. And then just oversight and monitoring at the state level as a way to monitor whether the policy is actually in place and working. We estimated that would cost almost $55 million for a year. And it would reach about 16.6 million children. Again, those are ages 5 to 11 in elementary schools. And that works out to a cost of about $3.29 per person per year. So at that cost, we would expect that each person, each child ages 5 to 11, would increase their MVPA levels by 156 minutes throughout the school year. And that would result in a 0.02 BMI unit decrease for the whole calendar year. So that's a cost of $191 per BMI unit. And then if those BMI changes are maintained for the life of the cohort, again, these outcomes are discounted at 3.5% per year, we would save about 15,000 life years. 19,600 disability-adjusted life years would be averted. $161 million in healthcare costs would be saved. And that works out at the intervention cost of $55 million a year to $2.94 in healthcare cost savings for every dollar spent implementing the policy. When we considered equity, what came out was PE time requirements are not as likely to be happening in schools with higher percentages of low-income students. So that's a bit of a concern. Which and it means that the PE policy might actually have a greater impact among higher income students who already have more PE time. So therefore, this could be potentially inequitable in terms of socioeconomic status. Really, in order to get it to be a little bit better, those kids need to be getting more PE. But the good news is that an active PE policy in the elementary school level can be cost-effective in increasing levels of physical activity and in reducing BMI. And aside from the impact through BMI, the increases in physical activity levels are likely to have positive impacts directly related to those, such as improvements in cognitive function, fitness and mood, and reductions in risk of heart disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, and high blood pressure, which are all outcomes that have been shown to be related to physical activity, including in the recent Institute of Medicine report. So, thank you very much.